Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Dave Packer. A highly charged, highly partisan evening on Capitol Hill. President Trump's address to a joint session of Congress covered everything from tax cuts to tariffs and from immigration to foreign policy. And to those government workers fired by Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency.
Many more have been found out and exposed and swiftly terminated by a group of very intelligent, mostly young people. Headed up by Elon, and we appreciate it.
In the Democratic response, Senator Alyssa Slotkin questioning Trump's new tariffs on goods from Mexico, Canada, and China, asking what happened to Trump's promise to bring prices down.
Grocery and home prices are going up, not down, and he hasn't laid out a credible plan to deal with either of those.
During the speech, Democrats staged both vocal and silent protests. The only applause from Democrats was when Trump announced that Ukraine wanted to restart peace negotiations. This is ABC News. A Hong Kong-based conglomerate has agreed to sell its controlling stake in a subsidiary that operates ports near the Panama Canal to a consortium including BlackRock Incorporated. It effectively puts the ports under American control and comes after President Trump accused China of interfering with canal operations. It appears a planned resentencing hearing for Lyle and Eric Menendez will not happen this month.
In a social media post, Lyle Menendez wrote the resentencing hearing set for the brothers this month will not occur. A delay was expected after Governor Gavin Newsom ordered the state parole board to investigate if the brothers would pose a risk to the public if they were to be released. That report will be given to the judge and could take some time for the board to put together. But Newsom's move indicates he might be considering clemency for the brothers. Lyle Menendez writing, hang tight, keep the faith. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Police on Long Island investigating how a teenager got a hold of a marijuana gummy, handed them out to about a dozen schoolmates, 11 middle schoolers sent to the hospital. Dave Packer, ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anytime at the WISS website at WISS.FM.
Did you know VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served?
In the military, we make a lot of sacrifices. And with the VA loan, it makes it easier for us to get a home.
We were able to purchase this home and then use the money that we were going to use as a down to actually fix up the home. I would tell anybody who is interested in getting a VA loan to just do it.
To learn more about VA home loans, visit va.gov/homeloans.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Folks, I'm talking with Jill Rosenthal. Trump is proposing to make incredibly drastic cuts to the NIH.
The National Institutes of Health, the state receives almost $600 million. That pays for over 7,000 jobs in Wisconsin and accounted for almost $1.5 billion in economic activity in 1 year.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
A setback for the Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Brewers starting left-handed pitcher Aaron Ashby had to leave last night's spring training game in Arizona in the second inning. Manager Pat Murphy says it's an oblique muscle injury requiring an MRI. The Brewers went on to lose to the Reds 5-4. Ashby, the sixth Brewers pitcher, now dealing with an injury. NBA, the Bucks in Atlanta tonight to take on the Hawks. Milwaukee has won 6 of their last 7 games, and they've now moved up to 4th place in the NBA's Eastern Conference. The Badgers men team getting ready to play Minnesota in the Twin Cities. Head coach Greg Gard.
Yeah, it is a border state. You know, we've recruited that area really well. That area has been really good to us. We've got really good players from there. It's important in terms of a Big Ten tournament seeding. It's important to get the double bye if you can. And quite frankly, you boil it down to it's your next game and you're competitive and you want to win. The other stuff that could happen from that is a byproduct of, you know, doing good things on Wednesday night.
That's Wisconsin head coach Greg Gard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. A complete unknown drew a complete goose egg at the Oscars despite 8 Academy Award nominations. To make matters worse, according to The Hollywood Reporter, the subject of the Bob Dylan biopic, also known as Bob Dylan, was invited to both present and perform at the ceremony, but declined on both fronts. Mick Jagger ended up presenting in his place. At the beginning of the show, host Conan O'Brien joked that Timothy Chalamet learned how to sing so well in preparation for playing Bob Dylan, he almost didn't get the role. Tabloids love their clickbait. After finding out that Mikey Madison won the Oscar for Best Actress as Anora, tabloids made a big stink that Demi Moore gritted her teeth and seemed upset. A closer look at the situation by a lip reader revealed Moore turned to the person next to her and said, "Nice." One clickbait tabloid in particular said later in its article that Moore was very happy for Madison. Now that's journalism. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some heavy rainfall in the overnight and steady temperatures in the mid and upper 30s. A blustery northeast wind. On Wednesday, snow will develop across the area as temperatures falling into the upper 20s. Total accumulation 1 to 2 inches. It's 39 at our studios.
Earl Ingram.
Welcome to Campaign for Lead Free Water with Governor Evers' efforts to address the lead issue. Following that, we will have Dr. Robert Craig join us to talk about Trump's discussion with Congress.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings at 9.
This is the Fox Valley's Real News and Great Conversation, WISS.
Is the Tom Hartman Program.
And now, it's time for News with My Dad, a show where we talk about the news with my dad. And here live on air playing the role of my dad is, in fact, my dad, the star of our show, Joe Smith. Pop, how you doing? It's not lit up. I need line 9. Now he needs to push the button to line it, to turn it on. We will have news of my dad in just a moment. If you have pieces of news you want to make sure that we cover, you can call in that number 202-808-9925. You can also check us out on YouTube. You can also make sure that you send the message. You can even, we're still on X. You can hit us on any of those. I will offer one of the stories that I want to get to. Is about this Supreme Court ruling on the Clean Water Act. So we now have, I'm going to go ahead and take a call. We now have a sense, just on the same day of the joint session, we are seeing what I'm going to consider kind of a news dump of the Supreme Court taking down a piece of the Clean Water Act. And I want to shout out San Francisco, but not in a good way. San Francisco brought this lawsuit because they didn't like how the Clean Water Act was charging their ratepayers. And I think they probably had, they certainly had a good reason to do it. If you can save money as a city, you can put it into other services. But I would say to my municipal friends who are considering bringing lawsuits that are going to go before this United States Supreme Court, when you want to go after a particular piece of federal law, make sure that you really want the Supreme Court to rule on that issue, because it's not just going to impact San Francisco, it's going to impact every city in the nation. Make sure that you want to, and make sure that the lawyers that you've hired are going to advocate for the kind of thing that you'd want to have happen in the whole country. And make sure that when you do bring it along, that the people pushing you to do it aren't just sort of some of the bigger donors who are, in fact, some of the ratepayers, some of the people that wield a lot of influence, and you end up kind of backdoor helping the right-wing movement. All right, I believe now we do, in fact, have Joe Smith on the air. Pop, can you hear me?
I can hear you, and I could hear you before, but you couldn't hear me.
Yeah, we weren't able to select it. They had to do something different in the studio, and they got it taken care of, and thank you to them for doing that. All right, this is a show. We talk about the news. We try to talk about the important stuff. Sometimes we talk about the unimportant stuff. You usually take the first turn. Do you have a shout-out?
I have two shout-outs.
Go ahead.
One really important, one not so important, but nonetheless I want to make it. The first one, I want to shout-out for Pope Francis. And the reason I'm doing that is not because of what he's done recently, although just surviving is something, but what he has contributed over the course of his service, which which I'm inclined to think is not going to last much longer. But he's been a remarkable man. And then I just want to shout out for LeBron James, who in the next game, when he scores his first point, is going to hit 50,000 points, which just seems like a lot.
No, he's not going to. Where did you get the 50,000 points thing?
That's 50,000 points. He's at 49,999 right now.
Oh, is that counting playoffs, I guess?
No, it's not.
Yeah, that counts playoffs. No, because I already know, because not counting playoffs, he's at about 43,000. And I know this because I was doing the
arithmetic. Okay, well, maybe I'm mistaken.
No, you're right. I didn't realize that if you added playoffs, it would get him 50,000. It's very impressive. He is he's a 40-year-old man who he is now a significant part of the NBA story. Like if you're one of the best players in the league for two decades, there's nobody who's done that before. Like Kareem was close, right? But Kareem wasn't, like, in his last three or four years, he was still really effective and even underrated. But he didn't start at 18. He didn't get to start as early. So he didn't have quite, and then he went until he was 42, but his age 41 season wasn't quite as good. He still seemed to dip in his very last season. So two decades straight, right, basically the Kareem had a dominant 70s and then an early portion, maybe up to 87-88, so a really, really strong period of 80. He's the closest, but LeBron's got two straight decades of being, you know, one of the dominant players in the league. I could talk about LeBron for a long time, but maybe we get to the next news story. Go ahead, Pop.
Well, I find it interesting that there has been no mention yesterday or today about the Oscars. And because I know you are a movie buff and extremely knowledgeable about it, is there anything you want to say about the Oscars?
Yeah, I'll say something. This is gonna out me. I am in the extreme minority in what I'm about to say. The extreme minority, and such an extreme minority, I don't even know if I would advise the people who run the Oscars to appeal to me. Okay, because I am in an extreme minority. I'm going to say something that most people would think is absurd. And I'm going to say something that if the producers of it heard it, they'd say we should disregard that advice. Here's what I'm about to say. It wasn't political enough for me. It wasn't political enough for me. Like, there's huge things going on, and I wanted, it wasn't nearly, like, I went to a comedy show this weekend, okay, with Craig Robinson. I was, you know, from The Office, African-American comic, and he had two warm-up comics, and it was two other African-American comics, and my wife's comment afterwards was, where was the politics? There was not a single joke. There was not a single joke on what's happening as a country, happening to us as a country, not a single joke. And she was kind of surprised by it and a little put off by it. I understand that she is also in my same extreme minority. But that's how I felt about the Oscars. Like Jane Fonda said something, right? But wasn't near enough. I think Daryl Hannah said, gave a shout out to Ukraine, right? But it was pretty powerfully absent. I didn't watch the whole thing, but the portion I watched much of it. And the portion that I saw, I don't know. Maybe I think they were taking too much to either scared. They're taking too much to heart of shut up and dribble. But I know nobody probably not many people share that view. But that was my view. It didn't have enough relevance. Did you have any thoughts about the Oscars?
Well, because I continued my practice of not watching the Oscars, I am not qualified to comment further, except I know it's a big deal for a lot of Americans. Now, we ought to talk about yesterday. I called in and suggested that the debacle last week with Zelensky was a planned deal.
Yeah.
My suspicion, I have to submit, was confirmed when yesterday Trump announced that they were suspending all aid to Ukraine, which the petulance of a human being to say, we're going to suspend aid to a country that is fighting for its survival against a ruthless dictator, because you didn't say thank you when, as a matter of fact, there have been at least 33 occasions when Zelensky, to media, has expressed thank you to the United States. Just shows that. And I, there are two thoughts I'm having. Is one is that although everybody knows that sometimes politicians, including presidents, including White House, don't tell the truth, I think there's always been an assumption, even in the media, there's been an assumption that what is said is true, and it's been kind of a surprise when, or something to comment about when it turns out not to be. But what I'm realizing is happening with Trump and his White House, we are no longer assuming that things that come out of it are true. We are assuming that they are more likely not to be true. And that is just so dangerous. And I would like to suggest that we start using, whenever we can, the phrase, trumped up. That's a phrase that we all have long before Trump. Trumped up means it's made up. And we just need to use that expression whenever it's appropriate. That's another thing that's trumped up.
Yeah, you have a few things. Like, you try to get DDT to catch on. I don't think that's ever catching on. But I like the, sometimes you have phrases. I do the same thing, right? You have phrases I don't think catch on. But I actually think trumped up could catch on, right? Because it's already kind of in the lexicon. And people would know what it meant. And it is apt and applies. All right, next story.
Okay, well, the tariffs went into effect, and the tariffs are going to affect people very, very quickly. But where it's going to be most noticeable is at the grocery store, where the tomatoes are going to go up, and
eggs, maybe you're looking for?
Vegetables generally, to give you an idea of how significant. One half of all fruit imports come from Mexico. Two-thirds of all vegetable, tomatoes, peppers, berries, cucumbers, etc., two-thirds of imported vegetables come from Mexico. And all those are going to hit very, very, very quickly. And the cars are going to be more expensive. China has immediately retaliated. Canada has immediately retaliated. Mexico hasn't retaliated yet, but I'm sure they're going to. And this guy really believes that it's going to be a good thing. Oh, wow.
Here's my only quibble, might be your last thing. I don't know if, for the current occupant of the White House, belief means the same thing. I don't think.
Well, as a matter of fact, I'm not sure that he believes anything. Yeah. What he says is what he thinks is appropriate at the moment. I don't think the concept of truth really is something that he pays much attention to.
Yeah, this is the thing that for most of us, when we say something untrue, we understand it is the departure. And that's why, like, a lie detector exists. We understand it's a departure, and so the little needle goes up if we do that departure. We say it's different than the truth. I don't know if Donald Trump would fail a lie detector all of the time, because I don't think he tries to express himself through a filter of accuracy. I think he expresses himself through a filter of what he would like to have been said by his face, right? And then that's what he chooses to say. We will have, how many more stories you got do you think we need to get to?
Well, while we are talking about Trump, the State Department in February has canceled.
Instead of answering my question, you said your thing, which meant we are now going to break. We'll be right back with News with My Dad. This is Tom's Harper's
okay.
Show. This is your show. We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
This is the Tom Hartman Show. We'll wrap it up with News and My Dad, and then your calls.
What is Recover Now? It's a movement to get clean and sober, started by you, friends and family members, or maybe even the person suffering from an alcohol or drug problem. Recover Now is a free service that helps people find treatment facilities covered by private insurance to help them start the road to recovery and succeed. If you or a loved one wants to recover now, call this number. It's a free call. Many of our treatment counselors have been exactly where you are, and they know what you're going through. breakthrough and how to help you get where you want to be. And that is on the road to recovery with one free phone call. My specialist will check your insurance and help you get the best treatment for your needs. Remember, get clean, get sober. Use Recover Now as your free service. Here's the number.
800-357-8110. 800-357-8110. 800-357-8110. That's 800-357-8110.
Nerds, it's time to come together. I'm Amanda Nimmer, bringing you your new Wisco 411, and this is your time to rise, because one of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming February 1st through April 27th, showcasing iconic characters, vehicles, memorable scenes from the franchise. There are 142 collected items, including a life-size land speeder. Get your tickets for the Multicultural Center's Unofficial Galaxies from February till the end of April.
Ready. While the teams get ready to choose their top draft pick, you can help Mino and the Mayor choose their top craft pick.
Northeast Wisconsin is home to amazing breweries, wineries, cideries, and distilleries, and we need your help picking the best.
We've drafted 10 of our favorites, but which local craft beverage creator will go to number one? That's up to you. Top craft pick creators include Fifth Ward Brewing Company in Oshkosh, New Denmark Brewing, Duck Creek Distillery and Winery in Denmark, and Captain's Walk Winery in Green Bay. Vote for your favorite now by logging on WISS.FM and click on Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick. When you vote, you'll enter a random drawing to win $250 in gift cards from participating craft creators. Don't wait. Voting ends Friday, April 18th. Log on WISS.FM and click on Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick and vote right now. Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick. Drafting Northeast Wisconsin's finest, one sip at a time.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Think about how many people in our communities, our friends, our families, our neighbors, our postal workers, carriers, people that work at our Veterans Affairs Hospitals, USDA. Here's what Marjorie Taylor Greene, Donald Trump's lieutenant, thinks of all the people I just mentioned.
Federal employees do not deserve their jobs.
That's what Donald Trump and MAGA believe if you are a federal worker.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
Field of Greens. What's the unhealthiest meal, the snack, dessert that you've had lately? Your crazy schedule means eating five servings of fruits and vegetables is essentially impossible. And we're human. I don't always eat healthy. You don't always eat healthy. That's why doctors created Field of Greens. A delicious glass of Field of Greens daily is like a nutritional armor for your body. Each fruit and vegetable was doctor selected for a specific health benefit. There's a heart health group, lungs and kidney groups, metabolism, even healthy weight. We love the energy we get from Field of Greens. Most of all, we love the confidence that even if we have a cheat day or pizza, we can enjoy it guilt-free because of Field of Greens. It's the nutrition our body needs daily. And only Field of Greens makes you this better health promise. Your doctor will notice your improved health or your money back. Let's get you started with our special discount, 20% off your first order. Just use code Tom at fieldofgreens.com. That's code Tom at fieldofgreens.com. back. This is News with my dad. Dad, any story you want to say before we wrap?
Well, I would like to just mention that Ramadan has begun. And for people who thought that the change in Syria might be significant, it might be interesting to note that the new government in Syria has ordered all food industries, as restaurants, groceries, to be closed during daylight hours, and they are going to punish anybody seen eating. So I guess the oppression continues in Syria. And then I will have a straw when you're ready. Are you going to sing for us?
I can't even believe you said that. See, there are people. We are encouraging. We are encouraging some new people to listen to this program. And if we bring them, and they say, okay, fine, I'll give you a chance. I will give you a chance to win me over to become a listener. And then you want me to sing. You want me to sing Barbara Streisand and say, like a straw in the wind. And what's that going to do? That's going to make them never come back. That's what's going to happen. All right, Dad, time for your straw in the wind. We got 1 minute.
The Mardi Gras parade is being canceled because of extreme weather. When people ask, is the climate really changing? Well, this has never happened before. They are predicting 60-mile-an-hour winds. The times, they really are changing, folks.
And J.P. Morgan has just changed some of its investment, its investment outlooks. And Jerome Powell, the head of the Fed, just confirmed that their banks were going to stop offering mortgages and stop even having ATM machines, stop having in areas that are high fire risks. All right, Dad. Well, that was Doozin' by Dad. We did it again.
Good to be with you. Love you a lot.
Love you, Pop. And that was News with My Dad, a show where we talk about the news with my dad. And we'll be right back on the Tom Hartman Program with your calls.
Listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
He already said the number, but it is 202-808-9925. Your call's coming up almost right now.
Native Path is made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers. These are the two most important types as they make up 90% of the collagen in your body. Native Path is a single ingredient collagen. No fillers, additives, artificial sweeteners, and they third-party test for heavy metals. It's also completely flavorless. So we put it in everything, coffee, smoothies, soups, because Native Path's recipe is a peptides formula. It's more bioavailable, meaning it's absorbed in the body more easily and mixes much better than other brands. No clumping at all. Native Path has sold over 5 million jars of collagen, has over a million happy customers, over 8,000 five-star reviews, and a 365-day no-risk guarantee. And best of all, Native Path offers really amazing bundle deals that are only available with our special link, where you can get 3 and 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other collagen brands. Visit getnativepath.com/Hartman and start your transformation today. That's getnativepath.com/Hartman with two N's. getnativepath.com/Hartman.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline hotline right now, we guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Matt Nair on air.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Dave Packer. A highly charged, highly partisan evening on Capitol Hill. President Trump's address to a joint session of Congress covered everything from tax cuts to tariffs and from immigration to foreign policy. And to those government workers fired by Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency.
Many more have been found out and exposed and swiftly terminated by a group of very intelligent, mostly young people, headed up by Elon, and we appreciate it.
In the Democratic response, Senator Alyssa Slotkin questioning Trump's new tariffs on goods from Mexico, Canada, and China, asking what happened to Trump's promise to bring prices down.
Grocery and home prices are going up, not down, and he hasn't laid out a credible plan to deal with either of those.
During the speech, Democrats staged both vocal and silent protests. The only applause from Democrats was when Trump announced that Ukraine wanted to restart peace negotiations. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Kieran Culkin is now an Oscar winner, having won the award for Best Supporting Actor last Sunday night. However, if Culkin had his way, someone else would have won. Just 2 weeks before the film written by Jesse Eisenberg was to start shooting, Culkin said he almost quit because the last season of Succession went on longer than anticipated and he wanted to spend time with his family. Culkin also won the Golden Globe and Screen Actors Guild Award for his performance. Being a good dad only goes so far. Speaking of the Culkins, Kieran Culkin has come a long way from playing Fuller McAllister in Home Alone alongside his brother Macaulay. Macaulay attended after parties with his wife Brenda and said he knew his younger brother was going to win because of where they sat him in proximity to the stage. The older Culkin was asked if he would see his brother later that night, and his response was, "I'm not sure. He's a busy guy." He's now Academy Award-winning actor Kieran Culkin. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
A setback for the Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Brewers starting left-handed pitcher Aaron Ashby had to leave last night's spring training game in Arizona in the second inning. Manager Pat Murphy says it's an oblique muscle injury requiring an MRI. The Brewers went on to lose to the Reds 5-4. Ashby, the sixth Brewers pitcher, now dealing with an injury. NBA, the Bucks in Atlanta tonight to take on the Hawks. Milwaukee has won 6 of their last 7 games, and they've now moved up to 4th place in the NBA's Eastern Conference. The Badgers men team getting ready to play Minnesota in the Twin Cities. Head coach Greg Gard.
Yeah, it is a border state. You know, we've recruited that area really well. That area's been really good to us. We've got really good players from there. It's important in terms of a Big Ten tournament seeding. It's important to get the double bye if you can. And quite frankly, you boil it down to it's your next game and you're competitive and you want to win. The other stuff that can happen from that is a byproduct of, you know, doing good things on Wednesday night.
That's Wisconsin head coach Greg Gard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some heavy rainfall in the overnight and steady temperatures in the mid and upper 30s. A blustery northeast wind. On Wednesday, snow will develop across the area as temperatures falling into the upper 20s. Total accumulation 1 to 2 inches. It's 39 at our studios.
Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding, just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
We are the keepers of the wild. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving the natural landscapes that define our nation. Nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters. Together with firearm, ammunition, and archery manufacturers, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. For more information, visit OutdoorStewards.org.
Maggie Dawn.
At 3 p.m. for Broad Appeal, we talk to Wisconsin Senator Dianne Hesselbein about her billionaire overlord and Trump's plan to gut Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
You know, for lives. Anyway, my thing I've come up with here is Warren Buffett saying that tariffs are a war tool. And I think it's real simple that Donald Trump, you know, elephant dung, Donald Trump, is still running the show of The Apprentice. He's just a robber baron. And the tariffs are money that goes to the general fund, which he thinks is his money, his family business. Mm-hmm. I think this guy is that simple. And he's backed up by Russia, Putin saying, yeah, do that. You know, I'll pay whatever it costs. They're stupid, mm-hmm. You know, propaganda. Anyway, I think it's...
yeah. So I hear you about the tariffs. Any last word, Mead?
Yeah, I have all kinds of things to talk about, but this...
We'll keep it to that piece because I want to get to John, who also wanted to talk about tariffs. John from Minneapolis, you're on the air.
It's interesting that the stock market's fallen by a little over 1,200 points in the last two days. And, you know, I don't know that people really get it, but he wants to destroy this country. He wants to make us back to when we were under the British, under a crazy king, King George. And he wants people to kiss his ring, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, he has been working on this along with his mentor, Roy Cohn. And then it goes back to the McCarthy era because Roy Cohn worked for Joseph McCarthy. And they are no believers in democracy. And this is where, you know, they finally have achieved what they were going to achieve. And the Democratic Party is very much responsible because instead of supporting the progressives, which are really middle of the road, because I've been around long enough to realize that we used to have a political, geography that was far more to the left. That's what the New Deal was about. That's what the Great Society was about. And then we had neoliberalism, and it's taken a big, you know, it's gone backwards. But not only gone backwards, it's gone before, you know, there was even a United States. He is going to destroy the Constitution. He wants to not, you know, allow the rule of law to stand. And, 52%, I think, or more, because, of course, they scammed the vote. So we need to take the vote back, and we also need to expose what this is all about. And people have been propagandized to since Ronald Reagan. You know, so for over 40 years, they've been, you know, basically brainwashed. And I wanted to say it really works because when Stalin died in the Soviet Union and all information was controlled by the party, people were weeping in the streets for this person.
Yep.
You know, so this is where we're at. It's a Viktor Orban style takeover. And why the Democratic Party didn't take that seriously. I mean, the Republican Party, we have a two-party system, and when when Viktor Orban, was invited to CPAC, that should have been, a clarion call to the Democratic Party. We have a problem here. Instead, they go down with this, he's so awful. Well, you know, you have to do more than just that. And it didn't appeal to all, you know, that propaganda. They couldn't break through it.
So, but John, I want to reply. I want to make sure you've made your point, but I want to make sure to reply. Were you able to finish your point?
Well, that's my point, basically.
Great.
Propaganda
Great.
And the scamming of the vote are the two things of where we've gotten to where we are, and then a party that's too weak to take bold action.
All right. Well, John, I want to reply. Thank you for the call. So I heard you say two things. I want to agree with the first and quibble with the second. So on the multiple things you said about where we got here, that there has been an erosion of public structures, that there has been a decades-long propaganda effort, that it's a decades-long propaganda effort that has been effective, because propaganda can be effective, that there has not been sufficient resistance to that. I agree with that with as many percentage points as I'm allowed. A thing I want to counsel us on in this, our daily town hall meeting, our live democracy work session, where we don't have to go through social media filters and be bots, etc., but we have some imprimatur of humanity. What I want to counsel us on is to beware a little bit on going from the Donald Trump is doing really bad stuff, Doge is doing really bad stuff, Project 2025 is doing really bad stuff, the Heritage Foundation is doing really bad stuff, oligarchs are doing really bad stuff, America's enemies are doing really bad stuff, and you know whose fault it is? The Democrats. I just want to be a little careful with that rhetorical move. I want to be a little careful with that blame shifting, because I want to say three things about that. I want to say three levels of blame, maybe even four. So the first thing I would say is I would blame the propagandists, right? I'd say Project 2025 is bad. I'd say, you know who's to blame for that? Project 2025, the Heritage Foundation. Who else? The donors to the Heritage Foundation. Who else? The people aren't standing up within the Republican Party to the Heritage Foundation. Doge is bad. You know who's to blame? Elon Musk is to blame. Who put him there? Donald Trump. Who else put him there? Mark Andreessen and Peter Thiel. Who else put him there? Legions of secret money donors that helped prop them up to eke out a 1.5% win after redistricting deforms in states across the country. I'd blame all of those things first. There is a propaganda effort that has been inflicting, including extended family members of mine, and thank goodness my dad is not among them. I should be grateful for that every day. I probably take it for granted too many days, because I've seen it happen to the dads of friends who I have Fox News. They show legs on TV. I'm with all kinds of little tickers. I'll watch that. And then 7 years later, they forgot that they like Social Security. So who am I going to blame for that, for the Fox News propaganda effort? Well, I'm going to start with blaming Fox News. And then the next thing I'm going to blame is Rupert Murdoch. And then the next thing I'm going to blame is all the advertisers. And the next thing I'm going to blame is people who encourage other people to watch it. So that's like that first layer. There's a lot of layers in that first layer. That might be the first like five layers of blame. And then the next layer is probably the sort of surrounding apparatus, the surrounding movements that prop that stuff up. I named some of it already. But what's happening in the media, what's happened with the consolidation of the media, what's happened in legislatures, the corporate lobbyists, year after year, decade over decade, that has allowed for that to continue to creep that way. By the way, that might be the arc of how things happen. It might take watershed events to bind people together, to make them build together, rather than just allow people to tear things down individually. But that next layer is sort of the funding apparatus, support apparatus, thing that makes all that crap possible. Another layer might include you and me. A third layer might, in fact, include the people who do not quite enough to stop it, who don't maybe donate as much as they might be able to, who don't participate, don't get themselves elected as a precinct committee person. There are precinct committee person seats that are open in this country right now, where you would wield influence within the apparatus that we call the Democratic Party. Or if you wanted to get involved in the Republican Party, you could, or the party of your choice. For the people who, and I'm not saying I blame the listeners, but I mean, right now it doesn't feel like we're getting the government we deserve, but at some level, you get a better government if you deserve a better government. So the third layer, I think, is us. I think more importantly, my blame is on those other layers, including a marketing apparatus that continues to tell us all we need to do is buy furniture and eat sugar and everything will be great. It won't. Now, you said something about a weak party. I agree. But think about the meaning of that. We do, in fact, have weak parties in this country. We have weak parties. They aren't really in charge. They are brands that are adopted by candidates. They end up being powerful in some respect. I actually think that we should have a stronger Democratic Party so that it and not one, and one that is governed by and led by values, not by primarily the benefit for the people who donate to it. That we need a publicly interested, focused, a values-driven, objectives-focused, big vision-focused Democratic Party. I agree with that very strongly. And for the people who undermine that, for the people who try to make it a small vision, for the people who try to use it as a self-interested exercise, for the people who try to manipulate its values or undermine them, for that, I think those people are willing to be, are worthy of being called out. To be clear, that's after at least the first two layers. Maybe the people go fourth, right? And then maybe the party structure goes before the people. We don't blame us until we blame that party structure because that's the institution, the set of institutions we hope will be a bulwark against that other crap. But the bulwark itself is pretty weak. If you compare the Democratic Party budget with the overall campaign budget, it's minuscule. If you compare the amount of power that, like, the state chair of the Democratic Party in a given state wields relative to the Secretary of State, the head of the county commission, a mayor, a governor, a member of Congress, a U.S. senator, the party is not dictating. In the modern United States of America, the party is not dictating what a United States senator does. In fact, it's much more often it is the other way around, where the senior U.S. senator calls the party and says, this is really what I need. That the parties are built to help elect some of those current elected officials. And that, too, is not a knock. One of the finest people I know, I mentioned the other day, one of the finest people I know in public service is Jeff Merkley. He happens to sit in the U.S. Senate. If he wasn't sitting in the U.S. Senate, he'd be doing something else virtuous and wonderful, because he's a virtuous and wonderful person. And he is not going to by himself be able to save the country. So I am not merely saying it's complicated. I'm saying that it is too easy and sometimes, I think, self-defeating. Is a much longer answer than I anticipated, but I think it's important. And it can be self-defeating to say, blank is a bummer. These blank people are doing really bad things that are anti-American, tearing down America. I blame my frenemy. I blame my imperfect ally. I blame the bulwark that I wish were stronger. You could say we need a stronger. We need to do blank. Amen to that. We need a stronger people. We need stronger institutions. We need stronger party. We need stronger media. Amen to all of that. But let's be a little careful. All right. That's enough of that rant. Let us go, because how long do we have? We have a minute?
40 seconds.
45. Jude, we're going to keep you through the break because you won't have that much time, but you got about 40 seconds.
Okay. Hi. It's great to talk to you. And your singing a while ago is a perfect segue to what I want to talk to you about.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Go ahead.
I know. That's scary, right?
Yep.
But before I get into my issue, I love your dad's idea, trumped up. And that also will fit with what I want to talk about at the end. So do you want me to keep going until we break?
Keep going, and then they'll do the music, and then we'll keep you going.
Okay. So my issue is back to our resistance movement. And I think a lot of us are asking for somebody to lead us, to be out there, you know, to know that we are on this big ship going somewhere with purpose. I think all the protesting around the nation is awesome, and I'm doing it myself. And I think we need a leader, and I've got an idea.
Oh, that's a good tease. We need a resistance movement. We need leadership. And Jude is going to give us the answer right after this. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
We're coming back pretty soon with Tom's show and your show.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Trump and Vance verbally assaulted the president of Ukraine, an ally of the U.S. Trump defending the president of Russia, a known dictator. This is a complete capitulation to our sworn enemies. And it's time for Republicans, my former party that I left in 2011, to speak the hell up. Because if we don't, it's not going to be long before we don't have anything left to defend.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Dom Salvia Show.
Elon Musk. You're going to fire a bunch of folks. Well, that's going to, you know, increase unemployment. That's going to have an impact on the economy. The government buys farmers' goods for the USAID and no more USAID. Well, this thing's going to rot in the field. What happens to the prices? What happens to the farmers? What is the point here? It just seems like these are just such amateur decision-making, wasting our taxpayer dollars by wasting people's time.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. We are back. What you missed over the break was a caller named Jude. In fact, Jude, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
All right. Plug your idea real quick. If I give you an additional prompt, I'll steal it. So say your idea again.
To make a music event similar to what Quincy Jones had done with We Are the World, Farm Aid, AIDS, those kind of things, mm-hmm. to bring the A-list entertainer singers uniting. This would be a uniter worldwide to fight authoritarianism.
Mm-hmm. All right. So I love the idea.
In a positive way.
Yep, and love the idea. And if anybody knows Quincy Jones or thinks they could have that kind of convening power, I wanted to say it to the broader audience. And I'm also speaking to the people who are in our L.A. listenership. But what I'd be helpful with is even if we took it a step down, even if it weren't We Are the World, even if we just put together a conference and concert that was a pro-democracy pro-democracy gathering, I think that could be a unifier, could be a big deal, even if we didn't have Willie Nelson. And we might be able to get Willie Nelson. But anyway, I can't promise Live Aid. Okay, but I think that we could promise something meaningful if people wanted to help. So I at least wanted to give that shout out. And Jude, I'm going to go to another caller, but make sure you do give the show your contact information. And folks, give the show your contact information. And they'll even give you my email address. You can reach out to me if anybody wants to help with this crazy dream. All right, let's go to Mike from WCPT. Ain't Afraid of Me. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, Jefferson. Yeah, it's kind of a running theme that you've had going today. I actually was not able to listen to you earlier, but I kind of came in when Omar was talking a bit ago. Listen to what your responses were to him, and then now Jude's actually brought that even further forward. The thing that I think that has to happen, obviously we want to see the Democrats do a lot better, the liberals do a lot better, the progressives do a lot better in the midterms. Without some cohesive structure, putting something together that can band people together. I think there's a lot of people willing to step up to the plate. I got hooked up with Indivisible recently. We were actually up in Wisconsin. My wife and I were up there on over the weekend stumping for Jill Underly and Susan Crawford. So there's a lot of good things that are happening. But if you don't get the numbers that of the people that are suppressed already, plus whatever's going to wind up getting added to that suppression list group of people, there's nothing that's going to wind up coming of this election.
I hear you. We got to organize. And I'll say it. I may say it every day. I may just decide to say it every day, but Paul Wellstone's old line, don't get mad, organize. And there have been wise things said, but not many things wiser than that.
Well, and even when I look at our senator, both of our senators and my congressman, they've kind of been absent up until this past weekend. Senator Durbin and Mike Quigley, my rep, were out at the Ukraine march on Monday.
Yeah.
Or Sunday, rather.
Yeah.
Anyway, keep up the good work, sir.
Thank you, Mike, so much. And my notice to people who are calling about the Democratic Party or calling about their elected officials, if you think of politicians as leaders, sometimes they will disappoint you. Is if you think of them as followers where we lead and then they jump and help, that is even more often likely to be true. So lead.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
We've cleaned up our diets, removed the harsh chemicals from our homes, so why are we still relying on outdated remedies for our health? Let me tell you about the highest quality CBD from CB Distillery. They offer natural, plant-based solutions for sleep, stress, even post-workout pain that actually work. Get this, 90% of people report better sleep with CBD. That's a big deal. And if you're battling daily stress or trying to ease that nagging pain after exercise, CB Distillery has solutions for that too. My favorite products are the sleep products. They're just great. Once you try it, you'll wonder how you ever got by without it. With over 2 million satisfied customers and 100% money-back guarantee, you can trust CB Distillery. Look, if you're still turning to remedies straight off grandma's medicine shelf, maybe it's time to switch to CB Distillery. And right now, you can save 20% with the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, at cbdistillery.com. At cbdistillery.com with the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, cbdistillery.com. Not available in Idaho.
Finally, a voice for real news and great conversation in the Fox Valley, WISS.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, 25% tariffs against Mexico and Canada are in place. What does that mean for us at the grocery store? Darren Von Ruden joins us. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I'm very excited. It is my pleasure to welcome tonight my old pal, Dr. Kristen Lierley. I told the entire listening audience that I rub my feet together sometime when I watch TV, and I called it self-cuddling. And it's like the only thing we do where we rub our own bodies when we relax, you know.
Is it? Is it? Are you telling that to a gynecologist? Pete, come on.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is WISS Berlin-Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein-Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Dave Packer. President Trump speaking to Congress Tuesday night in an address that often read like a campaign stump speech. Trump summing up his tumultuous first weeks in office, laying out his plans for the months ahead, defending the tariffs on key U.S. trading partners and his hard line on immigration.
Protect our homeland and complete the largest deportation operation in American history.
And says ABC's Stephen Portnoy.
He urged Republicans in the House to support the big, beautiful bill that he is hoping will see to the extension and expansion of his tax cuts. He threatened House Republicans who don't get behind it. He said, I don't believe the people will ever vote you into office. And he says he's doing them a big favor by letting them know that.
Senator Alyssa Slotkin delivering the Democratic rebuttal.
Wants change. But there's a responsible way to make change and a reckless way. And we can make that change without forgetting who we are as a country.
This is ABC News.